my name's Angela St. Jacques. On November, I believe it was the 28th, it was the American Thanksgiving of 2013. It was about 5:30. I was at Pioneer, just right here in LaSalle. And I just had this feeling to look to my left. And there's that little house, like almost right across from Pioneer. And, well, when you look at the house, it looked about that high above the roof of the house. It massive. It looked like a star, but bigger than any star I've ever seen, ever in my life. And I was like, okay, and just left it at that, and left, go driving to our down LaSalle extension. We get to Froude Road, and directly in front of me looks like exactly the same, but like way in the distance. So I point out to my sister, I was like, just watch that thing. Like, is that a tower light or something? Whatever. And so we keep going, and no matter which way the road turned, curved, anything, it stayed like directly in front of us. It didn't go over there or over here. It was directly in front of us. And then when we got to Coppercliff, where that townhouse burned down a few years ago, we pulled in there and we took some pictures, and we were like freaking out, kind of, but not scared freaking out, kind of excited. And then it just started like moving. It went up and then stopped, dead stop, and then go left. Stop. It was like it was showing us that, hey, it's not an imagination. And then it just stopped moving altogether completely and just stayed there. But then when we continued, it was the same thing directly in front of us, no matter which direction the car turned. And then we turned into Naughton and we lost it behind the trees. And then when we got back out on the highway, it was gone by then. But all in all, it was probably a good 20, 25 minutes it was there. Yeah, it wasn't just a short little flyby thing. And yeah, that kind of just led me looking into everything else. So. That's all I can say about that. That's really all that happened on that one. The other stuff, well, that's, it kind of, because I don't know what you know about like paranormal stuff, but I'm an empath. And since then, it's gotten stronger. And then I've started doing meditation, and memories are starting to come out now about these blue people. And it's not a scary or odd. It feels really pot. Like when I'm going with them, it's I remember one instance where I'm learning. I've got books in my hands, and there's two other people with me in a room, and we're just piled and surrounded with all these books, and I'm just reading, like going down the page like this. It was super quick reading, and I was excited. I was like, okay, I really have to remember this when I wake up. I knew that I wasn't in my body, and I could not remember the name of the book. I even remember looking at the spine, could not remember the name of the book, but it had to do something with physics or stuff like that. Since I was maybe 3-4 years ago, I wake up and now I understand things I never understood before, like physics, quantum physics, string theory, all of that. I didn't know. That was like Chinese to me. And now I can't explain it to you, but I absolutely know what they're talking about when they talk about string theory and multiverses and all of that stuff. Just other things. I'll have these things and I'll wake up and have some kind of remember of talking with people or doing something, and then I'll just have a thought. Like one time it was about those elongated skulls that people have found in ancient Egypt, and I'd never seen anything. It was just this thought that the ancient Egyptians, like the pharaohs and stuff, were these other beings with the elongated skulls. And then 2-3 weeks later, I see something on TV, like ancient aliens or one of the other ones, or I find an article exactly what I just thought of a couple of weeks earlier. And it's just getting more and more and more like this since, I don't know. It's been my whole life though. Like I don't, I used to have, apparently I had, I don't remember them, imaginary friends. Everybody I've ever spoke to said they had imaginary friends. They remember them. I remember nothing. If I wasn't told that I had imaginary friends, I never would have known that I had them. But since the meditation and everything, I've gotten glimpses of being a child and interacting with these people. And one of them I was standing as a kid in my driveway at night, totally happy with this person. I was maybe 4 or 5, and he looked up, and we pointed out the Big Dipper. My family has nothing. They don't look at stars, nothing. And he said, as long as you know where that is, you'll know where home is. And all of my life, I've been fascinated with the Big Dipper. I always know where it is, and just fascinated with stars. That's like my peace. That's the only thing I miss about Espanola is the stars. I can't see them here. Not really, but yeah. And it's all these little things like that that keep coming up. And so I know I'm going somewhere. That's why I don't like to say abducted, because I don't view it as an abduction. I'm going willingly. There's all kinds of, I don't know about my just all these little experiences coming up all the time, all my whole life, just knowing things. When I had my sons, I was on the gurney about to go into the operating room, and they said, do you want an epidural? And there was something in my head, somebody screaming at me, no. And I said, yeah, because it's birth, it hurts. And I was sitting on the table, and they're trying to advance the catheter in my spinal cord. And it was as if something they couldn't advance it. There was a block there. They would not stop it. And then a couple of years later, I found out I have a tumor right there in my spinal cord. And if they would have advanced it, they would have popped it, and it probably would have paralyzed me. Yeah. So they do this. I can't, I know when other beings, whether it's just spirits, them, whatever, other dimensional creatures, are around me. I can feel it. I felt it my whole entire life. Didn't know what it was until the last few years, but I felt it my whole life. And as I'm opening up all of this stuff, I'm becoming more and more, I guess, psychic, for lack of a better term. But I just, all of my, my empath abilities have blown up in the last couple of years. Before it was just kind of, I'd get a vibe. Now, with a lot of people, every thought that you have has a feeling behind it. So I'm not reading their minds, but close to it. And it's every time I will have a glimpse or a memory of being with them, it's stronger. So I don't know if they're modifying or if I'm doing it with their help. I'm not sure. But it's my entire life. And this sighting just kind of shoved me down the rabbit hole kind of thing. Like, enough screwing around. You're going whether you like it or not. And, yeah, I don't know what much more you want to know. But I think, I've talked with me, my sister, my Aunt Cindy, my sons, and my niece, all the time, we wake up with bruises that shouldn't be there. I've had arm marks. Nobody's grabbed me by the arm. I call them little vampire bites. It looks like a little vampire bite on your skin. And at first I thought it was spider bites, but they're like, the spider would have to be that big to leave bites. They don't itch. It looks kind of similar to a mosquito bite, but nothing. And it's there, and then it's like the next day it's gone. And all of us are waking up with these things, and just randomly, nowhere. So I think it's a big family thing, but yeah, there's definitely something going on with us.